Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And we're talking about overcoming bitterness. God wants you to let go of all the bitterness in your life. When you do, then God can heal you. He can restore you. He can set you free and bring forth life back into your soul. Have you been rejected? Have you been abused? Have you been exploited, taken advantage of? Have people caused a lot of hurt and wounds in your life? Have you been abandoned? Have you gone through divorce? Have you been through situations where you've been affected with some sort of an abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, verbal abuse, even sexual abuse against you, raped or molested or some kind of destruction? Have you been falsely accused? Have you seen all kinds of destructive things that have occurred from friends or relatives, family, that have caused bitterness? It brings a bad taste in your mouth. It's a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow comes in, and if you get bitter, it will eat you up. God wants you to let go of that bitterness. There's so many people. I talk to them all the time. They're bitter over things that happen as a child. They're bitter over things that happen in marriage. They're bitter over things that have happened in the church even. God wants you to let go of all of that bitterness. He wants you to be set free. The wrong reaction is to react according to it and to do evil. Remember Esau and Jacob? Jacob cheated Esau out of his inheritance. The wrong reaction for Esau was to get mad, to have hatred, and even want to murder him. No, we need to forgive a person of what they've done. Follow after God. Know that God's going to take care of that situation. And Jacob, he reaped what he sowed. He ended up getting cheated out of the wife that he wanted by Laban and ended up serving him for 7 years and then got the wrong one, but not the one that he wanted. So know that God's going to take care of situations. Vengeance is his. He'll repay. Don't you let yourself be in bitterness. Have you been in hard bondage? Have you had a hard life? Don't be bitter. Don't blame God. Get your eyes on the Lord. God can turn things around. Everything is subject to change, and He can bring forth good things in your life from this point forward if you'll start acting on His Word and walking with Him. Have you had bitterness in your life? Don't be murmuring. Don't be complaining. Don't be griping. Get in the Word. The Lord is going to turn things around. If you continually be bitter, it's going to bring a curse upon you. But bitter water caused the curse in the Word of God in Numbers chapter 5. What happened? It brought physical illness. It brought all kinds of problems. It'll open up the door for arthritic spirits or spirits of infirmities coming into you, problems in your mind and your emotions, and you wonder why all these things came upon you. The curse causeless shall not come. Remember that, Proverbs 26:2. There's an open door for it. Many times bitterness can be an open door to let things in to cause you problems. Have you been through times when you've had death of loved ones? Death can bring bitterness if you don't deal with it right. It starts out with grief and sorrow and ends up a lot of times if people don't deal with it properly in bitterness. And that is a wrong reaction. Of course, most people, they'll blame God. And they'll say, why wouldn't God do something? Why did God let this happen? God doesn't have anything to do with death. He's not the one that's the author of death. It's the devil. Especially if you're dying through tragedy, you're dying through any kind of a sickness or disease. God's not the author of that. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. And if something has happened, it's because somewhere along the line, the enemy was able to work to bring destruction. And we've got to realize that that is the truth. Have you had bitterness because of the fact that you haven't seen a promise of God come to pass? Repent from that. Don't be in bitterness. Get your eyes on the Lord. Go to Him. Start doing His Word, and He will perform it in your life. Have you had bitterness because you didn't find any help? Well, it's probably because you're looking to the wrong source. Start looking to the Lord. Start seeking Him. Get the knowledge of God. Many people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Get the knowledge of God, and God will turn things around. Job lost his family, property, and health, and everything because of his fear that opened up the door and pulled down the hedge and let Satan have place. God didn't take down the hedge. It was that Job took down the hedge because of his fear, and the devil had place to operate in his life. He was consumed by his bitterness, complaining. It just absolutely just tore him up throughout his life until he got to the place of realizing that he had uttered things that were not according to knowledge. He repented, he turned away, and God turned his captivity and blessed him twice as much. He gave place to the devil, but as soon as he got right, then God's blessings could come upon him. You got to get yourself right. Let that bitterness go. Don't hold on to that, otherwise it'll eat you up. Bitter words are like a sword that are going to bring destruction, like arrows sent at one. Words can be bitter that can send word curses. Don't ever speak negative things. Have you had word curses against you where people spoke bitter, evil words at you? You need to realize it's brought hurts and wounds. You need to get delivered. You need to get healed of that. And you, of course, need to forgive that person and let go of the bitterness of what they did to you or said to you. The Bible says the heart knows its own bitterness. Don't suppress it. Repent and deal with it. Have you had a rebellious child that causes you to be bitter? Don't harbor that. Let it go. You can't control the outcome of people. You can't make decisions for them. They've got to choose life or choose death. If they'll choose the right way, they'll walk in victory. Have you had situations where you've gotten a lot of destruction to the point where you just have great bitterness that come in? And it steals your peace. That's exactly what happened to Hezekiah. He has had bitterness of soul. He had no peace. Well, what was the answer? Because of his sins, they had to be dealt with. As soon as his sins were dealt with, it was the Lord in his love to his soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. He cast all his sins behind his back. He got things turned around instead of having bitterness. He resigned himself to that. He said, I'm going to go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul, Isaiah 38:15. Instead, he turned it around and he got peace. He got delivered from that as God brought forth victory for him. Praise God. You know, over in Daniel 11, it talks about the king of the south. He was moved with bitterness, and what did he do? He came forth and began to fight. You know, that's what happens with a lot of people. You get bitter, it'll cause you to be a fighting attitude, an anger attitude, a retaliatory attitude. And you'll start doing things, you'll start treating people that way, and you'll be sinning and you're letting the devil use you. Let that bitterness go. It defiles many, the Bible says. Bitterness can affect you in attitudes toward yourself. Peter missed it. He wept bitterly. You know, and remember in Matthew 26:75, where before the cock crow, he said he'd deny him thrice. Well, he ended up doing that, and he went out and he wept bitterly. He had great condemnation, self-condemnation. He was down on himself. He missed God on the thing. Well, have you missed God before? Forgive yourself. Repent. Learn from your mistakes. Pick up and go on. Don't miss it the next time. But don't sit there and get in that self-pity and that bitterness and thinking like you can't do anything and have an unforgiveness toward yourself and down on yourself. That will really take a toll on you. Don't have a self-inflicted bitter attitude. Repent, get in the Word, and start doing things the way God wants you to do it. You know, in Acts chapter 8, verse 23, it says he was in bitterness and bound in iniquity. When a person's in bitterness, they really are bound in iniquity because it is not the will of God for you to be in bitterness. You need to forgive. You need to let go of things. You need to walk in love. You need to be not holding bitterness. It will take away the peace of God in your life. The Bible talks about how the mouth, well, it can be full of cursing and bitterness. We see that over in James chapter 3, where the fact that they had a bitter tongue, and that bitterness is that out of the same mouth is flowing cursing and blessing. Ought not these things ought not so to be. We should not be letting a bitter tongue come forth out of us. We should be speaking things that are going to minister life one to another. Praise God. Over in James chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 14, if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. You're going to have to deal with that and let that go. Bitter envying. Envying will cause you to, because if you're being bitter against someone, you want what they want. Or strife, getting into strife, you get bitter against people. You don't want to hold on to that. You've got to let go of that. That bitter envying, that strife in your heart, that is sin. God says let it go. You need to forgive the person. You need to deal with the problems in your life instead of looking at the problems in the other person's life. Many people get bitter with someone because they won't deal with themselves and turn it around. Well, why don't you just deal with yourself and get yourself right with the Lord and concentrate walking with Him and obeying Him and pray for the other person and let God deal with them. And then you'll see that God will move. But as long as you keep this critical, negative attitude, fault-finding, judgmental attitude, and picking others apart and having that bitter attitude and getting into strife in your heart or even manifest with them, you are going to be given place. You know, you can have strife in your heart with people. You need to repent of that. That's because you've let some bitterness come into you somewhere, and you need to deal with it and let it go. Maybe you've had bitterness over what's happened to you in a church or something. Let it go and get that thing right. Forgive that person. Go to them and gain them as your brother, and don't continue in that bitterness. Very important that you let it go. In Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible says in verse 15, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. You know, it's possible for you to fail of the grace of God, even though it's available for you. The favor of God is toward all of us. But here it said they could fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. A root of bitterness, you've got to cut it out. That root of bitterness not only will trouble you, but also it says thereby many will be defiled. You know why? Because you'll do everything out of bitterness. You'll speak out of bitterness. You'll have bitter attitudes. You'll be motivated by things based on that effects of the hurts and wounds and the bitterness that's in your life. It defiles many. You know, we don't want to let that happen in our life. You've got to let it go. You know, you get around a bitter person, if they're negative, and it seems like they just affect everybody around you. If you're like that, repent. Confess that sin. Let go of that thing. You can't harbor that forgiveness, or the unforgiveness, and anger, and bitterness any longer. You've got to let it go. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to, first of all, confess that sin of bitterness. Secondly, forgive the people that have caused you problems. Third, repent and change your mind and decide, I'm going to let go. I'm coming out of this bitterness. I'm going to do what God wants. And having confessed that sin, you're going to let go of that bitterness, and you're going to get in the Word and start doing what the Word says, and God's going to turn things around. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and all evil speaking be put away from you. Put it away. Let it go. Job 3:20, the Bible says that He brings life unto the bitter in soul. You let go of that bitterness, God will heal you, and He'll bring His life. He'll bring His mercy. He'll bring His peace unto you. He'll restore the joy, and He'll cause you to be able to be walk free from the bitterness and have the peace of God abiding in you. Let it go, and let God heal you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.